that God owes them something because, after all, I've been a member of this church for 50 years. And if you sit in my seat, I'm going to smack you upside your head. That's my seat. You know, y'all know there are people that way.
Oh, yes, yes.
Y'all know there are people that way.
Yes.
Why, God owes me a blessing. I mean, after all, I'm the head deacon. Well, God owes me something. Because I went on and they called me doctor, bishop. What? Don't let me go down this road. Listen, the only thing that's going to change anything in the kingdom of God, as far as you're concerned, is your faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Not your position, not who you are,
no.
Not your status, not your title,
amen.
Not your degrees.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
The only thing that has force in the kingdom of God is your faith. And that's what's so wonderful about the kingdom of God, is that anybody can take advantage of what Jesus has done. All you have to do is believe. In Acts chapter 8, Philip went down to Samaria, preached Christ unto them. And the Bible says, and the people gave heed to those things that Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. Many that were taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Philip's right in the middle of a good revival in Samaria. Then an angel appears to him and says, go down to a certain road. He went, standing there minding his own business. Then the Holy Ghost spoke to him, said, go join yourself to that chariot. He went. Jumped up on the side of that chariot, and wouldn't you know, the fella in that chariot was the treasurer for Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, and he happened to be reading from Isaiah chapter 53, the great redemptive chapter. And he was reading the part where it talks about, you know, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And Philip jumps up there and says, hey, I see you're reading from Isaiah chapter 50. Do you understand what you're reading, bro? He said, man, how can I except someone lead me? So he began at that point to preach to him Jesus. Then they got to a certain point where there was a body of water, and this Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, man, what does hinder me from being baptized? And Philip did not say, well, if you shake the preacher's hand, and if you keep all the rules and regulations, if you keep our creed, if you keep our doctrine, if you keep all the rules of our church, no. What he said was, you may if you believe with all your heart.
All right. All right.
In other words, this Ethiopian eunuch says, man, I want to experience the life of Jesus and the kingdom of God. What do I got to do? Philip said, there's just one thing, brother. Believe.
Amen.
That's it. That's the only thing that has force in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
This man was a man of high stature, but the only thing that brought salvation to him was his faith in Jesus Christ.
All right. All right.
Now, there's another story back in the Old Testament, talking about Elisha the prophet. I think you find it in 2 Kings, where Naaman, who was the, we would call him the chairman of the joint chief of staffs for the Syrian army, had leprosy.
Yep.
And it was a sad thing because he was a man highly respected in Syria. And one little maiden who used to live in Israel, slave girl, said, there's a prophet in Israel. He can heal you of your leprosy. So Naaman begins a great journey. The king of Syria writes a letter to the king of Israel saying, I'm sending my chairman of the joint chiefs of staff, Naaman, to your prophet Elisha to be healed of his leprosy. The king of Israel flips out. You know why he flips out? Because he thought, uh-oh, what if Naaman don't get healed? We could be at war. That's what he thought. He said, man, you're trying to start a fight. You're trying to start a fight. He's all upset. So Naaman finds the home of Elisha and sends a messenger to the front door. Gehazi comes back to Elisha and says, oh, Elisha, man, you should see who's waiting out here. It's the big dog, the chairman of the joint chiefs from Syria, Naaman. He's a wealthy brother. He's got leprosy. And you know what Elisha said? Here's what the Holy Ghost says. Tell him, go down to the Jordan and dip 7 times. So Gehazi goes back to the door and tells Naaman, here's what my master said. Go down to the Jordan River and dip 7 times. Now, what happened? That was a word from God. to Naaman. Naaman, listen to me, was not a Jew. He was not circumcised. He was not part of the covenant that God had made with Abraham. He is a Gentile. But the word of the Lord comes to him saying, go dip 7 times. Now, Naaman almost missed it. He almost did what the children of Israel did. Children of Israel talked themselves out of the blessing of God. Naaman said, does he know who I am? He didn't even come to the door. Sent his flunky out here to tell me. I thought at least he'd come to the door and wave his hand and say abracadabra something. Who does he think I am? Come all the way down here. And the Jordan River is a mud hole. I got all these nice rivers back in Syria. Man, and the Bible says Naaman started to get mad. But thank God, you know, many times God puts people in our lives to keep us in a position where we see things properly. All right. Thank God for good friends.
Yes.
He had a good friend who said, hey, what, Naaman, come on, bro. If he'd asked you to give half of your wealth, you'd do it.
Right.
What's the big deal, dude? Go dip.
Amen. Amen.
That's my paraphrase. Go dip.
Amen.
So the Bible says Naaman went to the Jordan River and dip. Now, here's a great thing. When you dip, you've got to bow.
All right.
I think Naaman had a pride problem. Woo. Naaman dipped. First time, still looked the same. Second time, still looked the same. Fifth time, still looked the same. Sixth time, still looked the same. And I can imagine the whole time he's thinking, man, this is crazy. What am I doing out here dipping in this mud hole? Does he know who I am? But the seventh time, when he dipped and came up, his flesh was clean like a child's. Now, Naaman was healed not because of who he was, not because of what he had, but he was healed because he operated in the principle of faith. He acted on the word from God given by Elisha. That's all faith is, acting on God's word. And when he acted in faith, there was enough power to cause his leprosy to go away. Naaman operated in the principle of faith. Now, let's turn in our Bibles, and I'm going to show you another very vivid example of this concept, to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. Oh, we're making good time. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 14.